History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Save the trauma for your mama. It's time for Country Drama.
All right, up for grabs today on Country Drama. Be caller number 9. You're going to score a pair of tickets to see Darius Rucker at CMAC on June 6th. Tickets go on sale Friday through Ticketmaster.com.
So this is the way the game works.
Yep.
We dramatically read lyrics from a song. I'll give you a hint. It is Darius Rucker. It's a Darius Rucker song. That's all I can tell you. All right.
Are you ready? Getting into character?
I am.
Okay.
Grab a boat and get to floating. A little buzzed, a little toasted. We're going to hang and have a little fun now. Oh, yeah. Flying high like we'll never come down. We're going to roll until we run out of.
All right. You led right up to the lyrics that say the name of the song.
That's correct.
So that's correct.
So I'm stopping there.
All right. Looking for caller number 9, 252-9233. Can you name that song?
Save the trauma for your mama. It's time for Country Drama.
Etc.
Caller number 9. We have her on the phone right now. Hello, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are in as number 9. That means you're off to see Darius Rucker at CMAC on June 6th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, tomorrow, Ticketmaster.com. But you are going on us. We're going to have a little fun. You got the tickets. We're going to find out if you can name this song. This is a Darius Rucker song that the lyrics are coming from. TJ?
Okay.
Grab a boat and get to floating. A little buzzed and a little toasted. We are going to hang and have a little fun. Oh, yeah. Flying high like we've never come down. We're gonna roll until we run out of.
I love that it actually says, oh yeah, in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, princess. Okay, Linda, do you know what song that is?
Beers and Sunshine.
Hey!
Yay! Turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need.
It's Beers and Sunshine.
Thou art correct.
Well, congratulations. You're headed off to the show. Linda, I just need you to tell everybody how do you spell country.
W-B-E-E.
TJ Sharp, save us. Save us some money. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 W-B-E-E.
I'm trying to get my own, you know,
ducks in
financial
order.
Goals all set and ready. I got carried away with this thread that I fell on that it's all these people online listing everything that they refuse to buy. Because they used to be cheap and now the price is, quote, outlandish, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
We used to be able to have this or do this all the time, and now it's just gotten so out of control, we're not going to pay for it. Number one, which I find myself telling my husband this is too expensive for us to eat as much as we do, is steak.
Red meat is so expensive right now.
I hate having to say it to him, but we'll go and he's like, we were even in Costco, and he's like, oh, well, that's not a bad price. And I'm like, it's still a lot.
Right.
For
compared
meat
to chicken and turkey
meal.
And fish and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, it's really not that big of an ask to stop eating so much steak.
Or
like
cut
maybe
back.
Once a month.
Right. Right.
Instead of like once a week, you go and can we have steak? Can we go get steak? Concert tickets. A lot of people said, you know, because they're soaring, they can't.
Right.
They got to give them up. Or they can listen to their favorite radio station and see if they can
we're
win
free.
Them.
Yes.
You know what I'm
that
saying?
Too. Yes.
Try to win them. Beer, wine, liquor at a restaurant. Anybody ordering drinks at a restaurant, they're like, look, your drink should not cost just as much, if not more, than your meal. Lots of folks have given that up.
Hope, you're the goer-outer in the room. Has prices for that stuff gone up? Cocktails?
Oh, yeah.
The last year or two?
When I went to New York City last, I felt like the prices were the same in New York City as they were in Rochester. And I was like, okay.
For
Rochester,
drinks?
Yes. I was like, Rochester, I love you. But the audacity of some of our bars here.
Yes. Well, insurance, I do not encourage this, but people are saying in some cases, I mean, obviously we don't have a choice. But there's people going without insurance.
Well, for open enrollment last year, I went and knocked myself down to the lowest possible tier because I had an appointment and my copay was like more than my insurance for the month. It's like, so why am I paying this?
Correct.
So I went and went, I was like, I'll just save my money.
Our insurance has gotten, like, for my family, has gotten worse and worse and worse every year. And so we kept finding that, well, we'd go to the dentist or something and we'd get this bill. I'm like, well, wait a minute. It covers that. Not anymore. Every year, it's like they cover less and less.
My son had a, it's while we're going off on stories here.
Yeah.
My son had a ingrown toenail. So they removed the toenail. Ridiculous. In office, $400 bill.
Oh my God.
My insurance covered $39.
And $39?
Yeah, so
your toenail insurance?
At that point, I'm like, why are we paying for this?
I know.
And they have a sliding scale at the doctor's office where they charge different rates for people who don't have insurance. So it's not, nothing is set in stone here.
Correct.
It's something's going to have to break for this to, because people can't afford this.
People are cutting back, back. Manicures, pedicures. I mean, those prices have been going up. Lots of people. I mean, I stopped getting that done.
Did you used to get them?
I mean, I'd go every once in a while. It felt good to sit and get my, my feet and my nails done.
You get those?
No.
You're not a nail girl?
No.
It hasn't been for a long time.
Just for special occasions. Like, I'll do it for a wedding or something, but...
Name brand soda, name brand potato chips. There's a lot of generics being bought.
Yep.
And, of course, streaming services. People are like, nope,
I cut four of them out last year. Because not only were they getting more expensive, but everything else was getting expensive. I'm like, this is an easy way to save $100 a month. Boop, yep. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Away they went.
585-252-9233. Anything on this list? Any strategies you're using to help you get by? Let us know.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.